This is the Kansas Soybean Update. It's brought to you by the Kansas Soybean Commission. The Soybean Checkoff, progress powered by Kansas farmers. Sarah Lancaster is joining us, K-State Assistant Professor and Weed Scientist, but also a part of the Kansas Soybean Yield and Value Contest Committee. And Sarah, the results of the Kansas Soybean Yield and Value Contest are out, and it sounds like it was another great year.
We had some very excellent yields reported, and we also had some good quality reported in the contest this year as well.
So what were some of the highlights of this year's winners?
You know, we always recognize a top dry land soybean producer from the contest. And this year, that was HBJ Farms. They're in the north-northeast part of the state. And their entry was 97.6 bushels per acre in a dry land no-till system. We're pleased with that one. And then I mentioned the irrigated system. The first place winner for the irrigated systems was Chad Penner. His yield was 111.5 bushels per acre. So he was the overall top yield for the contest this year.
With that top yield of 111 bushels an acre, anyone else make that magical 100 bushel number?
We did. There were several. And there were a few that had done it for the first time. So, you know, one of those folks that was a new member to the 100 bushel club was Calvin Yoder. He's from Reno County. And his yield was 101.6. Love and Love Farms from Gray County had a 107.4 bushels per acre. And then another one that was a first timer for breaking that 100 bushel mark was Robbie Yost. And he's also from Gray County. His yield was 105.5 bushels per acre.
This also shows the quality of the product, but also a lot of credit has to go to that grower out there too.
You know, we did some conversation with some of the winners after the yield contest and just talking to them about what they're doing. And they're just being good agronomists. One of the things, you know, we sometimes talk about those national yield contests and some of the sort of secret sauce things that those folks do that win those national contests. But Greg, our Kansas farmers are entering production fields. So they're not doing anything special. They're just managing things very well across the board and taking advantage of what Mother Nature has given them and doing great things.
I won't say something as simple as that, but yet just doing your job and look what the results show too.
That's right. You know, and I think all of these winners would tell you that it's a lot of hard work and a little bit of luck in terms of getting rainfall at the right times and things like that.
That is Sarah Lancaster, K-State Assistant Professor and Weed Scientist, and also a part of the Kansas Soybean Yield and Value Contest Committee, as she joins us on the Kansas Soybean Update. It's brought to you by the Kansas Soybean Commission. The Soybean Checkoff, progress powered by Kansas farmers. Learn more at kansassoybeans.org. For Kansas Soybeans, I'm Greg Akagi.